The city of Cincinnati was home to about 9,000 people in May of 1817 when Christ Church was founded, with a mission that has evolved continuously in response to changing needs. From the very beginning, the arts have been a pillar of the cathedral. As part of their devotion to music, each Tuesday, September through May, Christ Church Cathedral offers the free series Music Live at Lunch. Good afternoon. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal, joined in the studio by Shiloh Roby, Associate Music Director and the brains behind the Music Live at Lunch concerts. Shiloh, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Why music at lunchtime?
It's just an offering that Christ Church can give to the downtown community, and it's just a way for us to give back. And music is kind of a low-hanging fruit for us. We have such a heritage and tradition of offering music to the city, and this is a long-running program. It started back in 1971 and continues to flourish to this very day, and we see no reason why it should stop. So we're just going to plow ahead and continue offering this to the city and look forward to bringing something casual and eclectic and all kinds of fun to anyone that's interested.
How long have you been running the program?
I took it over when I started back in 2010. Oh my gosh.
Is that when you came to the cathedral?
That's when I came to the cathedral in 2010. And we have already a robust music program. And Stephen Casarello, who's the director of music, thought it might be a nice pairing if I take it over. And I haven't regretted it at all. And it's just been a really great project to sort of spearhead.
Are you from Cincinnati, Shiloh?
I am not. I'm a native of Stanton, Virginia. It's a little rural town nestled in the Shenandoah Valley. But I have bounced all over the place.
How'd you land in Cincinnati?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was working at a lovely church in a bedroom community just outside of Boston. And it was a great program. I was the director of music there. A lovely program, great setup. My boss and I had a very short honeymoon period. And yes, and I saw that it was a job opening for the associate director of music position at Christ Church, and I jumped on it, and the rest is history.
Are you surprised, gratified, excited by the amount of musical talent there is in Cincinnati?
Oh my God, this place is amazing. I mean, there are so many rocks that I am still turning over and just discovering all kinds of delights and wonders. I mean, there's a little something for everyone here, and I love Cincinnati because it's so collegial. Everyone stays in their lane. Everyone plays well in the sandbox. Yeah, I mean, people have their niches, and they do them well. And I really love that. It's so great to work with a multitude of talented people.
Multitude of talent and a multitude of styles. Full disclosure, I've been lucky enough to sing at Music Live at Lunch and look forward to doing so again. What are some of the other musical genres, musical acts you've got coming in this year?
So Music Live at Lunch is proud of its variety and proud of its eclectic offerings. We have jazz and bluegrass and classical and world music. Just a little sampling of what we have coming up. The month of September is amazing. I mean, September 3rd, we start the season with James Mead, who's a classically trained guitarist. And if guitar is not your thing, come the next week, and we have an all-Spanish program. And if you're not keen on that, then come the next week on September 17th, and we have a steel drum band. And if that's not your thing, come the next week, and we have a Chinese zither player. So it's a little something for everyone.
And sometimes you use the church organ?
So we were lucky to acquire a lovely two-manual instrument in the Italian Baroque style from C.B. Fisk, which is a firm just outside of Boston. It's Gloucester, Massachusetts. And it was installed not too long ago, and we will be highlighting that this year, not only on Music Live at Lunch, but we'll have independent organ concerts as well.
What's your vision in booking the year, Shiloh?
I try to make it a point to have no 2 weeks the same, so that if you come on 1 week and you're not keen on what you've heard, then the next week will be something completely different. And I'm constantly trying to find something I've not heard before. So I'm always turning over rocks and asking people, like, what would you like to hear on a noontime concert series? And I have to be honest, like, my audience is one of my best resources because they're all great music listeners. They go out to coffee houses and little indie bars and things like that, and they come back with all kinds of material for me to work with. I have to say, for your listeners, I am looking for a group of whirling dervishes. I figure that's my goal in Cincinnati, is to find a group of whirling dervishes, because I hear they're out there, but they're very underground.
Turn up those rocks. It is Music Live at Lunch. So are people eating lunch while the music's going on?
They certainly are. You are invited to bring your own lunch, or you can purchase one from us. It's homemade, made by good Christian women. So yes, whatever floats your boat in terms of food, you're welcome to bring it with you or get it from us, and you can just munch on it during the concert.
Now, if it's somebody's first time at Christ Church, Where are you located?
We are at 318 East 4th Street. I tell you, if you're not good with maps, then I just say look for the Great American Building, because you certainly can't miss it. And we are literally across the street from the Great American Building. We straddle 4th Street. So find that and you'll find us.
My guest is Shiloh Roby, talking about Christ Church Cathedral's Music Live at Lunch concert series. A lot of people walk from their downtown offices or maybe hop on the streetcar. If they're driving in, where would they park?
I would suggest parking in the Queen City Garage at 319 East 4th Street. That's the garage that's at the bottom of the Great American Building. It's so convenient. You literally park there, walk across the street, and you're at Christ Church.
And if somebody wanted to be involved in this series, but they're not a musician, do you need volunteer help?
We absolutely do. I mean, if you're a whiz in the kitchen and feel like you'd like to whip out some food for about 30 to 50 people on a Tuesday, then please contact me. If you'd like to usher for the concert, we'll throw it. Obviously, the concert is already free, but we'll give you a free lunch. And you can meet some really kind of cool musician types while you're there. And sure, I mean, if you'd like to do that, please contact me. You can find my email address on Christ Church's website.
On page one of the season brochure, you will read these words. Sometimes when words fail and silence is inadequate, music opens our hearts and reconnects us to ourselves, to each other, to God. Beginning this Tuesday and continuing every Tuesday through May, Christ Church Cathedral provides that connection to music, companionship, a good hot lunch, and that chance to open your hearts. My guest has been Shiloh Roby, Associate Director of Music at Christ Church Cathedral. For a link to the full schedule of Music Live at Lunch and all of the other cathedral events, visit our website, wvxu.org. Shiloh, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
We'll see you at lunch.
Sounds great. See you there.
For 91.7 WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.